This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, I want to give a primer on critical thinking. See, right now there's this story going around. This was something that was hatched in the middle of the NRA annual meeting. The story going around is there's some law that's being produced in Illinois, which is going to be bad for Illinois. And two gun companies went out there and got a carve-out for themselves, so they're not going to oppose the law. These two gun companies are Rock River and Springfield Armory. Now, what do we know about this besides what we're hearing in the blogosphere? We know, even from the blogosphere, that both of these companies retain the same lobbyist to work on their behalf. Because Rock River and Springfield Armory are not political entities. They are manufacturing entities. So like a lot of these companies that are out there in this space, they get out there and they go get a lobbyist to work in their best interest. It is a fiduciary responsibility of the lobbyist to do this. However, the lobbyist in most cases is a political lobbyist or a consultant turned lobbyist or an ex-politician turned lobbyist. So you get this thought process, which is primarily based upon the way politics get worked out. Okay? Store that in your memory for a moment, if you will. When the story, and I hesitate to even call this a story, when it broke, it was in the middle of the annual meeting, and the annual meeting, for all the talk about meetings, most of the action was on the exhibit floor, and these exhibitors, they didn't have time enough to scratch their heads. If they went away to get something to eat, that was a major undertaking. At the end of the day, when they finally got to be done and they closed down the event at 6 p.m., they have been on it for 8 intense hours, being besieged. For every one that was being talked to, there'd be 8 people waiting. Okay? Now, a couple of questions, if I may. In today's climate, with the thought process where Trump is elected now, so everything is great, and we don't need to worry about anything, why would gun companies get out there and shoot themselves in the foot, figuratively, for this kind of bad press? There's item number one. There's been companies that have done this before. And this is before, there was 24 hours a day, internet wall to wall, blogging and all this other stuff. And they paid the price when they did this stuff. Why would anybody sit back and believe that a company like Rock River, which I've never tried one of their products. I hear various things about them. I'm not here to talk about their quality. Springfield Armory, on the other hand, that's a different story altogether. I have owned a lot of their products, and their products are very good products. Why would they make this tactical mistake when it comes to customer relations? Why would they, on the heels of United Airlines, get out there and make that kind of a stupid thing? Now, what we're being told, what I'm hearing, when I say we, I mean me, what I'm hearing is that neither one of these guys knew what this lobbyist was going to do. And they have put out statements saying this, and yet I keep hearing people on YouTube, I keep seeing things on the blogs, I keep seeing all these people out there saying we're never going to do business with either one of these guys again. They have signed their death warrant. Betray American gun owners. Listen. little news flash. In Illinois, they keep reelecting a lot of the same people. I think they may have a Republican governor right now, but you know, beyond that, they keep reelecting the same General Assembly people. And the laws they have in Illinois, like it or not, were supported by Illinois voters. Two companies within Illinois are not going to make that much of a difference. And their manufacturers, where most of their customer base is outside of Illinois. So why on earth would they don't even have a dog in this fight. Here's the other thing. I sit around all the time and I rail. And this is where the critical thinking part comes in. I rail on this idea that if you hear something, you take it as gospel. You should never take it as gospel. You shouldn't take what I'm telling you as gospel. You should take what I'm telling you, and if you are interested in it, you should go check up on it. I know of one source that put this out, and they put it out first, and it has grown because for some reason in the American gun community, there's this need to have somebody to go after and dislike. I don't quite get it. I don't understand it. I mean, I would have thought that given everything that we have to contend with from the outside politically, the last thing we would do would be look for bogeymen within our community itself. So I don't understand what's going on. If you are one of those that subscribe to the idea that Rock River and Springfield Armory have betrayed gun owners in Illinois, you can't. I want you to think about who the people of Illinois elect before you get out there and think the two gun companies. Let's play devil's advocate and say that they did exactly what all these people are saying they did. Two gun companies are not going to make that difference. They're just not going to lobby that way. It's just not going to happen. It defies logic. So for a moment, if you could, if you're out there right now frothing at the mouth thinking that Springfield Armory has betrayed the American gun owner, that Rock River has betrayed the American gun owner by actions taken in Illinois, I humbly ask you to take a second look at that. Because that is simply just not a logical thing to surmise. We're supposedly living in an era where gun rights are safe. Trump was in Atlanta. He was the first American president to come address the NRA in 30 years. So, I make no bones about this. I do not believe this happened. I do not believe these gun companies knew anything about it. I believe that they were probably run by a lot of people get out there and they say, well, you know, we just make guns. We're not interested in politics. And I got to tell you, politics is very interested in you, gun companies. They're interested in everything you do, everything you say, everything you put out. So maybe the lesson learned here is that you don't go out and hire somebody that is not a specialist in the gun community to be your lobbyist. Maybe that's the lesson we take away from this. But listen, think for yourselves, please. And listen to me. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see on YouTube. Investigate it if it interests you. And if it doesn't interest you, ignore it. But let's not sit back and get all frothy and have to go after somebody just because we have nobody to go after right now. We don't need somebody to go after. We got other work we can do. Guaranteed. When we get back, we're going to talk about leftists with guns. I'm sorry. You're listening to Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality, modularity. I mean, and the variety of their product, that's something that I haven't talked about in a while. If you need something, anything to for any sort of tactical outing, tactical training, most of it you can get at tacticalholsters.com. Chest rigs with the Contact Series line, belts like the Assaulter belt, holsters, three different kinds of holsters, including two, well, no, actually five different kinds of holsters if you include that. And, of course, different ways to carry your magazine. So you can literally get it all there, one-stop shopping. And we're talking about some stuff that is relatively indestructible, so that's always nice to have, I think. So anyway, most people might not agree with me, but then again, I'm not asking their opinion. Check them out at G-Code, or excuse me, tacticalholsters.com. When we talked about the gathering in Phoenix of the John Brown Gun Club that gathered in the square, a lot of people were talking about them bringing LARP guns or fake guns. So, they decided to have a range day and to film this. This was called the Introduction to Tactical Firearms. They had 46 guests. Not really much of a gun club, but, you know. This was their response to people, telling them that they were out there with fake guns or LARPing, by releasing the Phoenix John Brown Gun Club Range Day. What the video did, and it's on my Facebook page if you want to go check it out. What it did is it exposed not only their lack of experience with guns, but it confirms the accusation that their open carry demonstration did include several fake firearms. And the video is still up on YouTube. They haven't done anything to take it down or anything like that. Now, some of the things you would notice is if you took a look at the pictures in detail that they made the rounds all over the country. The upper and lower receivers of guns like the AR-15 representations, they were not separated. It was one solid piece. They were plastic. Drum magazine curves backwards instead of forwards. That was not... And that wasn't good. A lot of things about the pictures that made people question the validity to it. The shooting range during this video appears to be a spot in the desert. The range has a lot of litter all over it, and it appears that this gun club is not, they're not going to pick up after themselves. They set their maximum distance in the video, just based by looking at it, at about 50 meters. Most shooting takes place at what appears to be about 50 feet, if that, including the rifle shootout segments of the video. Now, bear in mind that when you are in the United States Army and you go to zero your weapon, you're doing that at 25 meters. Qualified training takes place at 50 meters or further, and you have targets that are popping up during the qualification at 300 meters. But if you look at the video, you'll notice that the Phoenix John Brown Gun Club doesn't seem particularly concerned with zeroing their weapons at all. When you watch the video at 209, if you start counting the numbers of shots that are missing the targets at a distance that is no greater than 25 meters, well, that's pitiful. After completing phase, and this is coming from the U.S. Army manual, states on 25 meter zeroing. After phases 1 and 2, the soldier conducts a firing event table 7 to 29 to zero or confirm the zero on his weapon. That is basically three rounds within a very small circle that shows that you have zeroed. This is with iron sights, too, mind you. After the weapon is zeroed, any additional rounds will be fired, and the coach will observe the soldier for deficiencies in his marksmanship fundamentals. If you look at these guys shooting, all they have are deficiencies. If you look at two people that are qualifying in the shootout, the one on the left appears at many points throughout the video, including a bayonet intimidation charge that he does where he's running at a target, stabbing it with the bayonet, which is fixed on his weapon. And that appears to be an SKS. Another weapon appears to be an SKS. This appears to be, and there's thoughts that that may be the only real weapons they have there. So, here's what I'll say about this. Look, you have nothing to fear from us leftists. We're not coming for you. We don't like your leash holders. No. But we don't like your policies either, but we're not going to try to kill you over it. You seem to want to do that. You know, you had this beat down in Berkeley not too long ago, and you seem to want to go get a little combative. That's not going to end very well for you. It really isn't, because there's no crash course on that kind of thing. Learning technique. Okay, when this happens, you do this. Well, guess what? The first time you try that, the plan goes straight out the window, because we're not going to react the way the textbook tells you. No. We may react the way the textbook tells you, and we may react differently from the way the textbook tells you, but what is for certain is that whatever your plan is, that's going to go out the window as soon as things start. And that's the nuanced part of hand-to-hand armed combat, whatever you want to call it, that you're going to be missing no matter what kind of training you take. The people you think you're going to go up against are not us. Because if you go up against us, that's not going to be good. And we have no desire to go up against you. I don't understand why you want to go up against us. Antifa, that's what they call themselves, anti-fascist. Well, guess what? You guys are arming up and you want to go shoot, you want to shoot me? You're going to do a bayonet charge at me? Take note, please. The real gun people are not fooled. We see how capable, or rather incapable, you are. And you can strap up and act tough, but you better be careful if you plan on making yourself a target. Because when rounds start playing, that's a whole different dynamic. Not for the faint at heart. Heed the advice, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yes. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality modularity. A warranty you probably won't use. I mean, I've never used mine, and I've got quite a few of these things laying around. So check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay, somebody just sent me a message. Let me answer this message right quick. I can't. I'm trying to talk while I type. Nobody sends me that kind of a message. It has been postulated by different people, some of them that I respect, that we're in the middle of a second civil war. And so far it's quite civil because we're not, you know, there's no violence going on. This is all based on a very deep chasm that has opened up between the left and the rest of the country that is so wide and so unbridgeable that there's no other way to describe what's actually happening. But unlike the first Civil War, this one is not violent. Now, for all of you that believe it can't happen, there is a possibility that violence will be following soon. Left-wing thugs seem to engage in violence and threats of violence with utter impunity. They're shutting down speakers at colleges. They block highways and bridges and airport terminals. They take over college buildings and offices. They occupy state capitals and terrorize individuals in their homes. In order to fully understand what may be coming, it is essential to understand that left-wing mobs are almost never stopped, arrested, or punished. Colleges do nothing to stop them. Civil authorities do nothing to stop them on campuses or anywhere else. Due to numbers, police are reduced to spectators as they watch the gangs loot stores and smash businesses and car windows, and even take over state capitals, as in Madison, Wisconsin. It's beginning to dawn on many Americans that mayors and police chiefs and college presidents have no interest in stopping this. The officials, left-wing officials, that is, sympathize with the lawbreakers and the police, who rarely sympathize with thugs of any ideology, are ordered to do nothing by a very emasculated police chief. So given their abdication by all these authorities of their role to protect the public, one thing that they are charged with doing without a doubt, some members of the public will inevitably decide that they will protect themselves and others. Guilty, by the way. This ability of the left to get away with violence is one of the gravest threats to American society in modern history. Since the Civil War, there's only been, you know, two comparable eruptions of mob violence that authorities allowed. One was when white mobs lynched black American people. The other was rioting by black American people, such as the L.A. riots 25 years ago, the recent riots in Ferguson, Missouri, and Baltimore, Maryland. Now today, authorities in what we once proudly proclaimed the land of the free and home of the brave are intimidated to the point of paralysis. And what are they fearing? It's not violence. They have made peace with left-wing violence. What they fear is the left-wing media. If Black Lives Matter is forcefully prevented from blocking tens of thousands of cars from entering or leaving San Francisco, the police and local authorities will be labeled racist by black leaders, a smear that will then be echoed by the New York Times and the rest of the left-wing media. And that's really all that will happen, but that's what they fear. They fear being mentioned. They fear having to defend themselves. What, you've been called a racist? Well, golly gee. Likewise, if a college professor requests enough police to come to a college campus so that a Heather McDonald, a Charles Murray, or an Ann Coulter can deliver a lecture, some of the student gangsters engaged in violence might be injured. And that college president will then be pilloried by the mainstream media. Such as it is. Now, I have a very distinctive, a very distinctive notion here that if you go out there and you're trying to intimidate people and they step up and take you to task, then you're going to suffer a Berkeley beatdown. You're going to get bloodied. You might get worse. And then what? You don't think you deserve that if you're trying to hurt somebody? You don't think you deserve to have a little self-defense thrown up on top of you? Furthermore, left-wing violence doesn't only succeed where it takes place. It succeeds where nothing happens. They can now shut down places and events just by threatening violence. That happened in Portland, Oregon. One leftist called in a threat to the 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade, saying the Republican Party contingent marching in the parade would be beaten up. The business leaders organizing the parade canceled the whole event for the first time in 10-year history. That's terrorism. That is terrorism. If terrorism is a way to affect a behavior or a policy, and that affected a behavior and a tradition, and they gave into it. Now, if the terrorists had any reason to believe that the cops would show up and adequately protect the marchers in the left-wing Portland, you would assume that they would not have canceled the parade. But apparently that was not the thought process. The email that made it to the parade organizers was interesting. They said, "You have seen how much power we have downtown and that the police cannot stop us from shutting down roads. So please consider your decision wisely." They're saying the cops can't stop them. They're saying it's lawless. In fact, it is. Meanwhile, what do we get from the press? We hear about all the white supremacists that in the Trump administration and an alleged massive surge in anti-Semitism in order to do what the left has done since Lenin. Blame others while it alone is organizing this violence. So here's a prediction. If the college presidents and mayors and police chiefs won't stop the left-wing mobs, very soon some of us will. Some of us that know how to do it. I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope I'm wrong. Somebody make me wrong. You know, electing conservative Republicans and not donating money to colleges will be more effective in the long run, but it is almost inevitable. When this happens, then the left-wing media, which is the fake stream, will enter hysteria mode with reports that right-wing fascists are violently attacking America. And then, and only then, maybe, will the mayors and college presidents order in the police. But unfortunately, the police are going to know who they're being ordered to go against, because the police will be training with some of these people. Yeah. See, people like me, we're not going out looking for trouble. We're just prepared for it. There's a big difference. People going out trying to start trouble, they're not prepared for what Aaron Cowan summed up as the ultra-hyper-violence that we're going to bring. They are totally unprepared for that. They think it's going to be a hand-to-hand brick fight, stick fight, and they're going to be introduced to gunfighting. And then all the LARP pistols and rifles that they're showing won't amount to very much, and it will get really ugly really fast. You should be listening, leftist, because I'm trying to help you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's amazing how fast these shows go by anymore. Am I getting jaded? Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you'll never see in this business anymore. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I like climate science, primarily because most of it's fake news. When you look at how misinformed and indoctrinated and politicized and anti-Trump these activists are, and how indifferent about condemning millions in industrialized nations and billions in developing countries to green energy poverty, it makes you just sort of wonder what they expect the world to be like if we listened to them. And then amid it all, University of Michigan history professor Juan Cole helped illustrate how the marchers became so ignorant, insensitive, and intolerant. It's interesting to look at this because this is the same mindset that these fake gun-toting punks are showing right now. Now, April 17th in The Nation, he wrote an article that presented unfathomable ignorance from the intellectual class that is educating our young people while displaying and teaching intolerance toward countervailing facts and viewpoints. The problem with that is that this will be a precipitor to violence. Bashar al-Assad's sarin gas attack consumed the world's attention, he intoned, but President Trump is committed to releasing hundreds of thousands of tons a day of a far more deadly gas, carbon dioxide. Even CO2 that is washed out of the atmosphere typically goes straight into the oceans, he continues, which turns them acidic, threatening a mass die-off of marine life. All of this nonsense is too extensive to be addressed in full at all. But these two claims require some rebuttal. So, you know, this is like gun control. More guns. Where there's more guns or lax gun laws, there's more violence. Okay, so let's talk about the carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a miracle molecule. It enables plants to grow and makes all life on Earth possible. Plants absorb CO2 exhaled by humans and animals and emitted by burning wood and dung and fossil fuels and biofuels, and then releases oxygen that we need to survive. Yeah. Hundreds of studies demonstrate how slightly higher atmospheric CO2 levels, rising 0.03% a century ago to 0.04% today, are making crop, forest, and grassland plants more drought-resistant, helping them grow faster and better, and greening vast areas that have been brown and barren. Claims that CO2 has replaced the solar and other powerful natural forces that have always controlled the climate and is now causing dangerous man-made climate change are not supported by anything that's actually considered planetary evidence. Marine life thrived when CO2 levels were many times higher during past geologic eras. And far from being acidic, the oceans are likely mildly alkaline, and they're, you know, the volumes of water will not become acidic from human fossil fuel use, that is to drop from their current pH of 8.1 into the acidic realm below 7.0 on this logarithmic scale. So oceans may become slightly less alkaline with another century or two of human carbon dioxide emissions. But most marine organisms will not be affected by this. Others will adapt or evolve. Science marchers forgot that Trump's actions are in response to Obama's years of highly politicized so-called research on climate. Under grants that anticipated particularly scientific outcomes before funding was provided, which means they were fixed. That's language for saying they were fixed. Real science is science. It is not based on a political agenda or a belief system or computer models or faith. It is based on evidence. It is completely unemotional. Only rooted in logic. It makes Spock blush. It's so rooted in logic. It has to be based on actual observations, like the kind that have found normal ice cap fluctuations, seas rising a foot or less per century, drought cycles a little different from the 20th century, and a decline in major landfalling hurricanes. Remember, we've been told the inconvenient truths, but the actual inconvenient truth is that climate science is a sham, sort of like gun control. Climate alarmists, therefore, demand that people who are against climate alarm be vilified and banned and silenced through vile, even violent confrontations if need be, along with other conservative speech on and beyond too many campuses. You know what? Let's... You know, college campuses exist at the behest of the communities around them. Let's let them exist without any of our help. Let's not deliver things to them. Let's not sell things to them. Let's not let the little snowflakes off the reservation. They come to school. Well, we should build them like a little airstrip, maybe a helicopter pad, make sure that they have some sort of medical facility there. Maybe we could allow some lentils to be airdropped in on them or something. I don't know. Of course, there should be no cars allowed. There should be nothing allowed, because that's what they're about. I mean, they're the ones saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, if they want to be jackbooted fascists, that's fine. Let's give it to them. But, I mean, they got to understand that if they spill out, there's going to be some problems. I get a kick whenever I hear college children. I heard some this weekend in Atlanta. Some 20-year-olds that are absolutely convinced they know everything they are talking about, even though they have no life experience behind them, really. Up to, you know, they've had this phone, but they didn't understand the phone's got to be paid for. They've had this other stuff they didn't understand. That had to be paid for. All these things had to be provided for, and that was done by working. Which means you go out somewhere and you provide some value somewhere to somebody. Climate science is like anything else in the leftist lexicon. It's trying to create something where there is nothing. Fossil fuel. Right before I got the car I got now, I drove a 1999 Ford Expedition for the longest time. Car ran clean. I mean, very clean. I didn't get this other car till last year. So this car was 17 years old. and it ran clean. And I drove it out of spite. I loved it when I drove up and somebody would be sitting there in a Prius looking at me all disapproving and everything, telling me how they're having to breathe in my pollution and everything. And I just sort of look at them and maybe, I don't know, chew some gum while they're looking at me, bumping their gums, and then move on my way. Thankfully, they were smart enough not to try to hit my car or something. That would have been uncalled for. Totally uncalled for. And it would have caused some issues. And, they can sit back and think what they want to think. I don't care. If you look at anything the left does, and you look at gun... See, for those of us who've been fighting gun control for a long time, this new swing is nothing new. This is nothing new. Now, you guys may just now be noticing it. Some of you have been in the same mindset as mine, but this is nothing new. This is the way they've always been. The only problem is now we're getting enough gumption up to say, well, you know, you can do what you want, but you know what? This might get sort of expensive for you. Yeah. Are you prepared to put up with what might be coming your way? Oh, gosh. Anyway. All right. Now, see, this is what I love about the YouTubes, and which I'm not using. I'm not able to use YouTube anymore. I'm being asked. I just now refreshed something that should have been populating right there, and it's probably because of some leftist. But no, I am not currently streaming on YouTube, Cliff. That application went away. I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen again, and at the same time, I sit around to myself, and I say to myself, well, I am a, I am a radio show after all. Third hour is coming up. When we get back, we're going to talk about ammunition and how your ammunition choice can impact what you may be doing in self-defense, something that we all should consider. All. That's coming up next hour. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.